7 minutes past seven, Caroline Murphy is here with It Says in the Papers.
So who's mad at whom? Well, teachers horrified at Quinn, says the Irish Times this morning. Parents disgusted at teachers, says the Irish Independent, while children saw teachers angrily confronting one another, says the Irish Daily Mail. Yes, all three of those papers lead with pieces on what's been happening at the teacher conferences, conferences at which, as the Mail headline puts it, we've been looking at megaphone diplomacy. That Mail story about what the paper calls the incredible scenes of teachers angrily confronting each other in public is, of course, about the ASTI conference. The piece reports that the teacher who heckled Rory Quinn refused to apologise, and it reports too on what General Secretary Pat King had to say about being bullied online. The Times story, meanwhile, leads with what the minister had to say to the TUI conference. He opened up a fresh conflict with teachers yesterday, we're told, by telling those in further education they will have to work during the summer. The planned reconfiguration was announced to a surprised audience, says the piece, which adds the TUI general secretary said his colleagues were horrified at the lack of consultation. And from horrified to disgusted, that's what the Independent says parents were at the bitter infighting which erupted at the ASTI conference. The lead story says the deep rift in the union dominated the annual conference. As to what's going to happen when the fighting is finished and teachers return to school, though, well, the Irish Examiner's front page story on it all looks forward to that. Teachers may be told to snub English course, is the headline. Niall Murray says English teachers at nearly 400 secondary schools could be told not to teach the new junior cycle curriculum under an emergency proposal that might reach their union conference floor today. We're told the ASTI Standing Committee is expected to meet this morning to consider whether the proposal be debated. But from protesting teachers to protesting public, the actual lead story in The Examiner is on water charges. The headline says there is a call for protests, reporting that residents in Cork prevented contractors installing meters for a second day in a row and that a similar blockade was mounted in Dublin. The piece says anti-water tax campaigners have warned the government it faces a wave of nationwide blockades. Facing the rather pleasant prospect of a reduction in property tax, however, some owners, those in better off local authority areas, may see their property taxes reduced under Fine Gael's local election manifesto, says Fiach Kelly on the front of the Times. We're told the manifesto is due to be launched next week and that it will contain a commitment to reduce the property tax in areas that have high commercial rates bases. And finally this morning, there are front page pictures of singer Paul Simon. Both The Independent and The Times picture him with Mary Heaney at Dublin Airport, there for the unveiling of a tapestry in honour of Seamus Heaney in Terminal 2. We're told Simon sang extracts from several of Heaney's poems, and we're also told what he said. Travellers would do well to carry Seamus Heaney's words with them as they journey round the globe. He was truly a poet for all the world.
Caroline, thank you very much.